What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Behind the Curtain. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. Just me today, no Alon. We're doing this Behind the Curtain series. Where either Alon or I will be interviewing different people throughout the industry, either music or entertainment, things like that. So we've got a lot of shows lined up for you. Today, my special guest, I'm going to go out to New Orleans, Louisiana, and bring on the incredible Phoenix Fires. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you on here. Okay, so for those who don't know Phoenix Fires, you are a feature performer. And contestant in the upcoming EDIs, that's the Exotic Dancer Invitational Showgirl Competition. And so you, to some people, you may be considered a new, fresh face on the industry, but you've actually been around for a little bit, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I think when I first met you, you were with what we called the A-Team. That was Tony Batman's crew of four. We had, let's see, it was Christina Aguchi, Lacey Raines, Simone Dana Lustrious, and you, Phoenix Fires. And there were even a couple of times that you guys featured together in one place, wasn't it?
Yes, we did. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so you've been doing this for a little bit, but then all of a sudden you disappeared and we didn't hear anything from you. So what? Why did you decide to take a break?
I took kind of a hiatus. I was just at a time in my life where I felt like I wasn't where I wanted to be or what I thought I should be doing with my life. So I kind of took a break. And the whole time I was gone, I really missed performing and I missed what I do. And I realized, like, I love doing this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the pandemic happened. So it wasn't really an ideal time to come back because everything was just chaos. And then I finally this year decided, I decided at the beginning of the year that I was going to make a comeback. So I've just been working on getting everything together to come back for 2023.
Mm-hmm. And now what were you doing in the break? What were you doing?
So I continue to work on aerial silks specifically. You know, I was an instructor at a studio for 6 or 7 years while I was out. And I had a day-to-day job where I worked for the post office. So there's like an ongoing joke that I'm going to make a feature show as a postal lady.
Oh, that would be great.
As like an ode to that.
Yeah, that would be great. And what, so now you're making a comeback. I saw Jeremy Swaggart post maybe five months ago, that you were going to be making a comeback. And I said, really? Because, you know, we miss you. So tell me a little bit about what got you to, what did you see or what did you feel that really said, I need to get back in this?
So the whole time I was out, I didn't really house dance or anything, but I was still performing and I was doing aerial and I was doing local shows. And every single time I performed somewhere, I was like, man, I miss performing for big crowds.
Yeah.
And I just really liked doing it. And so, you know, I decided I wanted to get back into it. And I still have a lot of costumes and stuff, and I've been working on revamping things. So I'm excited to get back into everything. Full force.
Okay, so let's talk about the EDIs real quick. For those who don't know, the EDI stands for Exotic Dancer Invitational. This is a showgirl competition that's put on by Exotic Dancer Publications. We had Dave Manick on the show about a week ago, and he talked all about the different things that are going on. So if you want to learn more about the actual EDIs, listen to one of my previous shows, the one I did with Dave Manick. All of our podcasts are at whatshotitsc.com. But we have got, this is kind of groundbreaking because there are two of these competitions. The West one is going to be at Bucks in Dallas. That's in April. And then the East competition is going to be at the Pony Clubs in May. And you are performing at both.
Yes, I am.
That is very cool that they are, because you took the hiatus and you're back, they're going to let you perform at both. And what do you have in store? Are you going to have a separate show for each, for East and West? Or are you going to do the same thing? Or do you even know yet?
I haven't decided yet. I do have a brand new show that no one's seen before, so I'm working on that one at the moment. I have a couple of classic shows that I'm going to whip out, but I haven't decided for the fourth show what I'm going to do yet.
Okay.
But I'm really excited to have the opportunity to do both. And like, there's some girls that I've seen perform before, and there's a lot of new faces, so it's a good opportunity for me to see like all the new faces and all the new performers and stuff, and really be able to get to compete with them.
Yeah, well, I should clarify real quick that I do not work for Exotic Dancer Publications or EDIs. I am a fan of the EDIs. I've gone to many of them over my lifetime, and I am also a fan of feature performers, so that's why I'm doing this show. But the big difference that I think, if they're not changing anything, I think that you're going to experience is the West one in Dallas. I believe they have the ability for aerials and hoops and lira, and I don't believe East does. Is that kind of the impression that you're under as well?
Yes, that is correct. I did verify that, and I was, because I normally, a lot of my shows include fire and aerials, which I don't think either of the clubs does fire, but I was excited that I'm able to do aerials for one of them. So
yeah, liability insurance really gets on clubs for any kind of fire. They don't even like sparklers, like in some states. Every state's a little different. Every state's a little different, but we've had some bad things happen, not in strip clubs, but with pyrotechnics and things in concerts.
Of course.
Yes. So they have to be careful. I am excited to see your return. I'm definitely going to be at the one in Huntsville. I hope to make the one in Dallas. But before I let you out of here, I would be punishing myself if I did not bring up one of my favorite stories about the A-team, and that is Johnny Walker's tie.
Yes. I believe there's still a Facebook page dedicated to it.
Yeah.
It's still out there.
So for those who don't know, Johnny Walker, now a general manager up in Cleveland, Ohio, and he was a DJ at the time when you guys were all working with him. And one of the four of you stole his tie, and then the four of you kind of just like mailed it around to each other, and it just like, where in the world is Johnny Walker's tie? Is that how it happened?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was Christina Aguchi that started it. I don't think it was Lacey. I think it was Christina. But somebody took the tie first, and then it became an ongoing thing where we started passing it around. And then I took a trip out to Germany, and I started like putting patches on it, like, because we were I was out of the country, so like I put patches on it, and then as it started making its way around the country, like when it came back, other features started putting pins and stuff on it. So it's collected a lot of things over its time.
That will go down in the all-time strip club hall of fame. Whenever we get one of those, Johnny Walker's tie, and Johnny has it back, by the way, from what I understand. So
yes, he did. I think it was one of the expos that he finally got his tie back.
I wonder if he... Yeah, I won't go. Anyway, so let me give you guys the details on the EDIs. The West one, as I say, is going to be at the Bucks Clubs. I believe there are three different Bucks Clubs that are holding this. It's going to be on April 19th, 20th, and 21st, and that's in Dallas, Texas, the three Bucks Clubs. The East, I also believe, is going to be at three of the Pony Clubs because Jerry Westland owns every single strip club in Huntsville, Alabama. So there's no competition, but I love this. That's going to be on May 24th, 25th, and 26th. So the top three from each category, you are actually going in the showgirl category, correct?
Correct.
And the top three from East will meet the... Wait, is that right? The top two from East meet the top two from West for the grand title. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So what happens if you make top two at East and top two at West? Do you compete against yourself?
I'm not sure.
That's a good Dave Manick question. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good Dave Manick question. I know that I think if I win, like if I were to win the East Coast, I'm not allowed to compete in the West Coast because
Ah,
that's
okay.
how it was previously. So that all depends on how the first one goes.
Yeah, I'm curious about that, and also with BJ McNaughty competing. As for those of you who don't know, BJ McNaughty is our clown feature. And then she
Yes.
also has Heidi Ho Huntsman, which is her not in a clown. And I wonder if she, I mean, that would be quick if she had to compete against herself at the
Herself.
finals. Okay. Throw your makeup on. Get out of here. Take your makeup off. Yeah, I hope to
I'm sure
interview
she
her
would
as
have to
well.
pick one or the other,
Yeah,
probably.
I'm sure. I'm just, conspiracy
Yeah.
theories. What can I say? Okay. Anything else you want to bring up before I let you go?
You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook. I have a link tree. Well, link tree, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Link tree with all my links on it. It's just Phoenix Fires.
You should
Fires
spell
is
that for
spelled
him. Yeah.
P-H-I-R-E-S.
Phoenix, Phoenix. Make sure you
Yes.
follow her. I will definitely see you at one, maybe both of the EDI's Phoenix Fires. Thank you so
I
much.
hope so. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frannino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.